This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. A 3-year-old girl was mauled by dogs in Chivac on Sunday. She was transported to Anchorage for surgery for injuries. The girl's mother is now pressing charges against the neighbors who she says owns the dogs and is calling on the city to put down the animals. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Laverna Paniak lives in Chivac with her 4 young children. Last Sunday afternoon, she was breastfeeding her infant daughter. Paniak's 10-year-old son had gone outside to play, and her 3-year-old daughter, Amaya, ran outside to find her brother.
My niece, she happens to look out the window because she heard screaming, screaming and crying. She looks out the window and she says, "The dogs are on top of her."
Paniak's niece ran outside and chased 3 pit bulls away, who she says ran to the neighbor, who she says owns the dogs. She says a neighbor led the dogs back towards his house on a snow machine. She picked up her cousin, who was in bad condition, and handed her to Paniak.
I can only imagine how terrified my daughter was and how much pain she was in.
Paniak and her daughter Amaya flew to Bethel that evening for Amaya's first round of surgeries, and then to Anchorage the next day for further treatment. Amaya was bleeding from her eye and needed staples in her head and stitches in multiple places on her face and on her back. Paniak says her 3-year-old daughter is recovering.
I'm very, very emotional about this and very, very upset, but I'm happy that, you know, she's still here and that, you know, she was given another chance to live and another chance to fight and another chance to be my daughter.
Right after Amaya was attacked, Paniak called the neighbors, who she says owns the dogs, and told them she was going to put down the dogs that attacked her daughter. She says that neighbor then walked out of his house, told her he would shoot her for threatening his dogs, and called her a racial slur. Paniak is African-American, Chupik, and Mohican. She walked back into her house to call Alaska State Troopers.
And as I was kicking off my boots, I hear 4 rounds go off.
Her niece, Aaliyah Paniak Hill, was watching the neighbor, who she says walked outside his house with a gun.
I saw the owner of the dog in the porch with a gun shooting in the air towards our house.
Troopers from the St. Mary's Post responded within a few hours. In a phone call with KYUK, Sergeant Kevin Yancey said an investigation into the dog attack is ongoing. Yancey said that troopers cannot put the dogs down. He said that would be within the city of Chivac's purview. He also said there are an abundance of loose dogs in Chivac, and troopers are not yet certain who the dogs belong to. He says they'll be conducting more interviews with witnesses. Yancey would not comment on the alleged shots fired in the direction of Paniak's house. In a phone call with KYUK, the neighbor who Paniak says owns the dogs denied they were his dogs and hung up. Paniak says she's seen photos on Facebook of him with the dogs and sees him with the dogs all the time.
They all come out of his house. There's 3 or 4 white spotted pit bulls, and then there's 2 red-nosed pit bulls.
Paniak is asking for donations to help pay for an attorney. She plans to file a protective order and a civil lawsuit against a neighbor who she says owns the dogs that attacked Amaya.
I want him to pay for my daughter's treatment. I want him to pay for the traumatic treatment that she's going to need. And I want those dogs put down first and foremost.
Paniak says that the attack on her 3-year-old daughter was only the most recent example of aggressive behavior by the same dogs.
Last year, they tried to attack my daughter, the same daughter that's in the hospital right now. And then just 4 days ago, they tried to attack my 1-year-old. And this is all happening in my yard.
She says she has also talked to other neighbors who have been chased or stalked by the same dogs. One of those neighbors told KYUK that their younger sibling had been chased by the dogs. Whether the animals are put down will be up to the city of Chivac. City Administrator Dennis Jones said there's a city ordinance dictating that any dog that bites a person has to be watched for 14 days to make sure it doesn't have rabies. He did not say whether the dogs that attacked Amaya would be put down, but he said the ordinance would be followed. Paniak said that if the city does not put the dogs down that attacked her daughter, she will pursue legal action against the city as well. Paniak says she and her daughter are headed home to Chivac on Saturday after Amaya is discharged from an Anchorage hospital. She says she feels uneasy living next to neighbors who she says threatened her and her family.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm definitely worried. But I'm not going to back down. This is how they get people to shut up. I'm not going to shut up because this is my baby and this was my baby's life.
Paniak says as a single mother of four children, she will do whatever she has to do to protect herself and her family. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
After a fire destroyed Tuluksak's water plant in January, Tuluksak residents have developed several different drinking water options, and each comes with its own pros and cons. Residents' choices really depend on what they trust and what they have the means to access. If you live in Tuluksak, you can pack water from a hole in the frozen Kuskokwim River. It's about 2 miles from town. You'll need a vehicle. If that's a snow machine or ATV, you'll need a sled. And be careful of wolves. They've been spotted near the village lately. Plan for about a 45-minute round trip. And you'll want an ice pick. But Henry Peters had gone missing, so he had to gamble on an open hole.
Actually, I'm quite fortunate. Somebody was there before me.
His gamble paid off.
And that was what I was hoping for.
It's a busy night on the river. Peter's there packing water after a shift at the store.
At least twice a week of hauling water back and forth.
He always packs enough water for his household of five, and usually extra for another family. Tonight, he's hauling 40 to 50 gallons. Peter goes the extra distance to the Kuskokwim River rather than the Tuluksak River, which is closer to town. He doesn't trust water from the Tuluksak.
I personally did get sick from drinking it before.
Elders Peter and Alina Gregory don't trust the Tuluksak River either.
No, we won't drink that water.
Because of the mines up there that made it like really coffee with milk.
Elena is talking about the Nyack Mine, a former gold mine. It sits at the source of a main Tuluksak tributary. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has said the river water is safe to drink when boiled, but most Tuluksak residents say it makes them sick. Even so, residents without vehicles had to get water from the nearby Tuluksak River after the water plant burned down. The Kuskokwim River was too far to pack water without one. During spring breakup, the Gregorys might also have to resort to packing Tuluksak River water. Ice flows will likely make the Kuskokwim too dangerous to access. In the summer, they'll drink rainwater. The couple prefers natural water sources. They don't trust water treated with chemicals, like the water from the Tuluksak School, where the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation installed a temporary water plant in early March. Tuluksak resident Jared Peter doesn't mind the school water.
Granted, it smelled like chlorine, but it's better than drinking out of the river.
Peter helped to install the temporary water plant. It pipes up water from the Tuluksak River, and some residents are skeptical of it.
But it's good enough to drink, even if I have to boil it.
Most people who get water from the school boil it before drinking it. They say the water coming from the plant is brown, and that once it settles, there's a layer of sediment at the bottom. The temporary water plant is only open for about 6 hours each day. That means people who work late, like Henry Peter, who we heard from hauling water earlier, aren't able to access it most days. Brian Lefferts oversees the YKHC department that installed the system. He says the water isn't supposed to be brown and says that's likely because the operators weren't changing the filters often enough. Lefferts talked to the operators in mid-April about the issue.
Since they've changed those, it's making good, clear water again.
When breakup comes, they'll have to pull the system out of the river, wait for the ice to clear, and then reinstall it on a floating dock. Leffert says that's an annual process for these systems.
And that's pretty typical for anybody that uses an intake system out in the river.
The community will have to prepare by filling their water storage tanks. There's another option for getting water in Tuluksak. Residents can pick up donated bottled water from the Tuluksak Native Community Office when it's open. But the supply is dwindling. The tribe has requested bottled water from the state of Alaska to carry them through breakup. Bottled water is also available at the store for around $60 a case. Tuluksak was hoping to have its more consistent water source by now, a portable water plant from YKHC. It would provide more water in a more central location. but it was too heavy for the ice road this winter and is expected to be barged up in June. Reporting from Tulik-Sac, I'm Olivia Eberts. This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up.